Good morning. It's time for the Ship Report, the show about all things maritime. I'm Joanne Rideout. It's Wednesday, May 22nd, 2019. We have about 16 vessels on today's Columbia River ship schedule. And our marine weather forecast is a little bit rowdy out there. A small craft advisory for winds in effect through late tonight, and a small craft advisory for hazardous seas in effect through late tonight as well. And you often see those two advisories hand in hand because it's a cause and effect thing. The winds start blowing, and they blow across a wide expanse of water offshore. This is the offshore forecast. And so the longer the water blows over an open stretch of ocean, which was referred to by the term fetch, a fetch of ocean, so a stretch of water that's open and the wind is blowing, there actually is friction between the wind and the top of the surface of the water, and that tends to create waves. And the longer it happens, the higher the waves get. So when the winds get 20 to 34 knots is the range, they call that a small craft advisory, because it starts to get messy for smaller boats, and people need to know that. So in an area where people are going out on the water, these marine weather forecasts are really vital for recreational and for commercial people operating commercial vessels. And the small craft advisory for hazardous seas means seas 10 feet or higher are possible. 10 feet is about one story on a building, so think about that. That's kind of big out there. In my experience, being out on the water, it's not the tops of the waves that are kind of that make you think so much as the bottoms. When you're down in those troughs between the waves and you can't see the horizon, that makes you realize that you're up against some forces out there, and that's really what the marine weather forecast is all about, to let you know that there are some really quite potent forces out there, and you need to know what they're doing if you're going to be out there on a vessel. Today in our forecast, northwest winds, 15 to 20 knots, gusting to 25. Wind waves from the northwest, 4 feet high at 6 seconds apart, and west swells about 11 feet at 11 seconds between wave crests. And today we're going to talk about a couple of things. I want to mention something that I talked about yesterday, which was an incident in which a young woman fell from an overlook near Manzanita off Highway 101. She was injured and in the hospital yesterday. She passed away. And it's such a sad, tragic story of someone on vacation who just made a mistake. So I want to talk a little bit about that with you. And then there was an earthquake at Ocean Shores, Washington, north of Grays Harbor, a 3.4 magnitude quake, 21 miles deep. I saw people talking on Facebook over the past couple of days about, is this a precursor to the big one? So I asked Gordon McCraw about it. He's the emergency manager for Tillamook County. And so he gave me some information that I can share with you, and I will do that in just a moment. But first, let's take a look at our Columbia River ship schedule for the day. 3 inbounders, 9 in our Astoria anchorages, and 4 outbounders heading downriver and out to sea. The Continental Highway is our first arrival today. When you see the word highway in a ship, usually a car carrier, at least around these parts, she's arriving from Japan, headed for the port of Portland with brand new Toyotas on board. She will pass Astoria probably around 12:30 p.m. Car carriers are big, boxy-looking ships. They're kind of odd-looking if you're used to the sleeker profile of, a bulk carrier or a tanker. These ships are essentially big floating parking garages with hydraulically operated decks inside, so they can adjust the height of the decks for the height of the vehicles. And so you could have maybe 5,000-6,000 cars on the size car carrier that comes into the Columbia River. The Saga Wave is a bulk carrier arriving from Vancouver, British Columbia, headed for the port of Vancouver. Could have some kind of break bulk cargo on board, meaning big pieces of things, pallets, boxes, things that need to be picked up and taken off on and off the ship with a crane, as opposed to bulk cargoes that can be like wheat in an open bin, loose in a bin on board a ship. So there are different types of cargo, and break bulk refers to big pieces of things that you can lift on and off the ship individually. So she'll pass Astoria around 7:30 p.m. About 6 hours later, she'll be in the Vancouver anchorage area. The Atlantic Oasis is a bulk carrier arriving from Japan, headed for Kalama to a berth that, at least in the past, has handled coils of steel. So that's an unusual cargo that needs to be lashed down very carefully. You don't want coils of steel rolling around in your ship. So she'll pass Astoria probably around 9 p.m. That would put her in at Kalama by about 3 a.m. tomorrow morning. And our Astoria anchorages, we have off the downtown waterfront in Astoria, the Medi Bangkok is headed for the port of Portland around 10 a.m. She's going up there to pick up potash, so maybe she'll be in Portland at that berth by about 4 or 5 o'clock this afternoon. The Azura is awaiting orders off the downtown waterfront in Astoria, along with the Fortune Iris, the GH Glory, the Gorgoi Picus, and the New Legacy. And at Rice Island, a little bit east, a little bit inland from Astoria on the north side of the channel, near Tongue Point, the BLC First, the Feng Mei, the Cavo Alcyon are anchored there. In our outbounders, the Scarlet Island is leaving the Port of Vancouver with weed on board at about 6 o'clock this morning. She was headed out, so maybe around noontime you'll see her pass Astoria outbound. The Kenai is leaving Longview, soda ash on board. They are used to make automotive glass. She's leaving around 3 p.m., could be maybe around 6:30 p.m. past Astoria outbound. The Western Maple is leaving the Port of Portland with potash on board, an ingredient in fertilizer. She's leaving around 3:30 p.m. passing Astoria outbound, then or maybe around 9:30 tonight. The Neptune Leader is leaving Vancouver. She has Subarus on board, leaving around 6 p.m., could pass Astoria outbound around midnight. So if you happen to be seeing her running lights going by, she's another big blocky vessel. Well, yesterday I told you about three different things that happened on the coast that were all a matter of people simply not maybe understanding where they were, not understanding the risks. One of them was two people being rescued, kind of airlifted out of the surf when the tide rose and they got stuck. There were some surfers who got pulled out by the outgoing current on the beach. And then there was this incident where a 21-year-old woman fell from a highway overlook near Manzanita on Highway 101, the Neocony Mountain viewpoint. So yesterday, when I get the information that I had when I told you about this, she had been injured after falling 100 feet over a retaining wall and landing in a tree, which actually stopped her from going flat out into the ocean. But she was badly hurt, but she was alive when I did the ship report yesterday. She died in the hospital, I believe, in Portland yesterday. 21-year-old junior Oregon State University student, her name was Michelle Casey, died at a hospital after falling at the Neocony Mountain viewpoint area just off Highway 1 near Manzanita. She was taking pictures when she slipped and fell about 100 feet. So high-angle rescue people had to get her out of there, but she was terribly injured. She graduated from Clackamas High School, worked at a Starbucks in Corvallis as she studied at OSU. So this is the kind of thing that could happen to any of us, folks. You know, you're on vacation, you're happy, you're in a place you're not familiar with, you want to take a picture, you just want to lean a little more and get that great picture. We've all done it, you know. Such a terrible tragedy, but just a reminder to please be careful out there, even in something as seemingly benign as getting out of your car to take a picture. Just be careful. There's a lot of hazards here. And we had an earthquake at Ocean Shores on the 21st. 21 miles deep, 3.4 magnitude. Gordon McCraw says that this earthquake does not reflect anything regarding the likelihood of a Cascadia subduction zone rupture, which is a different kind of quake than the one above. Ocean Shores has had 13 earthquakes in the last year. Washington has had over 1,000. There are many fault lines all across Washington. When I looked at my earthquake app on my phone, I have a few of them, and 173 earthquakes of varying magnitudes, most of them very small, happened just between the morning yesterday when the first one was recorded on the app to later in the afternoon when I checked it. So earthquakes are happening all the time. Doesn't necessarily mean that the big one is happening, but certainly our preparedness level here and our caution about this is very high. You've been listening to The Ship Report, the show about all things maritime. I'm Joanne Rideout. Thanks for listening, and have a great day.